50 years ago, a lot of the jobs in the small towns east of St. Louis were in the strip mines owned by Peabody Coal Company. Charles Lehman, a former welder from Sparta, worked at the River King mine for 30 years.
Biggest shovel, it was 20 stories tall. A lot of times you did a lot of climbing, but we thought we were cool, so.
In its heyday, the Coal Workers Union local had more than 700 members. Now just a dozen retirees meet twice a month in the back room of the Poorhouse Bar in Marissa. And a lot of them have health problems. 74-year-old Randy Phelps has had back surgery, open heart surgery, and two knees replaced. Without health insurance, he says he wouldn't last long.
I'd probably make it about 3 months. I'd take a bucket full of pills. I see a ton of doctors.
The way Phelps sees it, miners have been guaranteed health coverage from cradle to grave ever since the Krug-Lewis Agreement of 1946. To end a mine worker strike after World War II, the Truman administration made a deal with national union leaders to create a health and retirement fund. Though the contract was temporary, operating coal companies still pay into collective trust funds for their workers' pensions and health insurance. In the 70s, Phelps worked for Peabody and acted as a union representative during contract negotiations. He says health care was always non-negotiable.
Coal mining is a rough, dangerous, hard work. For its coal dust and diesel dust fumes and solvent fumes with the black lung, is something that we've kind of known. Everybody's going to get it at one time or another, something.
Domestically, demand for coal flattened in the early 2000s and fell with the rise of cheap natural gas. In 2007, Peabody created Patriot Coal, a subsidiary for its operations in the eastern U.S. But when Patriot filed for bankruptcy in 2012, the company was no longer required to pay for retiree health benefits and pensions. Phelps says coal workers were thrown under the bus.
There have been other coal companies before them had kind of done the same thing. So everybody could see what was going to happen. I mean, they were doing it for some reason. But that's just a game that they learned to play to get rid of everybody and get rid of all the liabilities. So,
a bill under consideration by the U.S. Senate would fund the health insurance for about 22,000 former coal workers and their dependents who worked for companies that filed for bankruptcy in the past 10 years. It would also add money to the union's pension fund, which covers about 120,000 people and could become insolvent by 2022, according to the union. Congress passed similar measures in 1992 and 2006, but during a hearing of the Senate Finance Committee 2 months ago, Republican Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming said he would not support the measure.
Rather than addressing the thousands of underfunded pension plans, today we're considering one bill that helps one underfunded plan, and it does so at the expense of the U.S. taxpayer.
The bill would transfer some of the interest generated by the abandoned mine reclamation fund and receive supplemental payments from the U.S. Treasury. Support for the measure is coming from both sides of the aisle. But for it to pass, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky would have to agree to schedule it for debate. In Marissa, Union Representative Ronnie Huff told retirees that right now there is no contingency plan if they lose their health insurance.
If Christmas comes along and there's no bill passed, I would buy it. But I'd be looking for it before then, too.
Because most of the retirees are on Medicare, losing their union insurance would mean they'd have to start paying a premium, find other coverage, or go without. I'm Dari Buscarin,